This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Many people around the world, and certainly in the United States, have been buzzing since Friday evening when it became public that Special Counsel Robert Mueller had completed his investigation into President Donald Trump and had delivered his report to Attorney General William Barr. Over the weekend, Barr sent a four-page summary to Congress, and everyone has been chewing over the details since. Garrett Graff is a journalist who's covered the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller for Wired magazine. He's also the author of the 2011 book, The Threat Matrix, Inside Robert Mueller's FBI and the War on Global Terror, about Mueller's time leading the FBI and its focus on terrorism in the years after September 11. He's also a member of VPR's board of directors, and he joins us now. Garrett, busy time for you. Thanks for making time for us.
It is quite a weekend.
So just to make sure we're all up to speed, I think most people have really been focused on this all weekend, but what was delivered on Friday and what has the Attorney General released as of right now?
Yeah, so we haven't actually seen the Mueller report. What we have seen is the Barr report on the Mueller report.
Right.
And that... We have to take at face value that Attorney General Barr's conclusions, what he called the principal conclusions of Robert Mueller's report, are in line with the special counsel's underlying report, because Barr would otherwise face Robert Mueller coming out and saying, no, that's not what I said. And Barr has said that the principal conclusions are effectively that there was no provable conspiracy with the Russian government in the 2016 election.
No collusion.
No provable collusion, which I think is an important distinction that they draw in the language that Barr is using. And then that sort of the obstruction question, which is the other big one that Mueller was investigating, comes down with a resounding maybe. And that there was evidence on both sides, some public, some not public, and that Mueller effectively punted the question to unclear whether he meant to punt it to the Attorney General or meant to punt it sort of just to the readers of his report on Capitol Hill. But Barr and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein have declared in this letter that they do not think that there is evidence of a prosecutable obstruction case. And again, while I think it's worth paying attention to the fact that Mueller goes out of the way in his own language to say that his report does not exonerate the president for obstruction.
And we do have his own language on that.
We do have his own language. And for someone as conservative in tradition and precedent as Mueller to say something like that, I think we have to take seriously. But at the same time, Rod Rosenstein signing on to this recommendation of no charge of obstruction, no prosecutable case of obstruction, should also carry a lot of weight. Rod Rosenstein has been there every step of the way. He was the one who actually appointed Mueller. He's the one who has supervised this investigation up until a couple of weeks ago when Barr was confirmed. And that, Rod Rosenstein has known where this investigation was going for quite some time. And if Rod Rosenstein is signing on to that recommendation, that means that the underlying report likely backs it up.
But as you said, Garrett, many in Washington and many beyond Washington don't want to just take this four-page summary of the report from the Attorney General at face value. And at the very least, they want to be able to pore over exactly what the report says. And in his confirmation hearings, William Barr said, look, I'm going to be as transparent as possible. And, of course, there are things that need to be taken out of the report if they relate to a grand jury or if they're classified. But do you expect us to see that full report soon?
Soon is a difficult word. I do think we will see the full report. It's totally unclear what the timeline is for that, in part because we don't have any idea how long the document is that we're talking about. We don't know whether when they say it's a comprehensive report, are we looking at 100 pages? Are we looking at 800 pages? Are we looking at 1,200 pages?
Do you remember how long Kenneth Starr's report was? That was several hundred pages.
I want to say it was in the 400 to 600 page range, but I might be totally misremembering that 25 years ago.
Yes, sorry. Sorry to throw that one at you. But that was a long report. I mean,
it was a long report. And, you know, the 9/11 Commission report, you know, was a 600, 800 page report. And we've seen, you know, individual indictments that Mueller has issued, you know, in the dozens and scores of pages. We saw the sentencing memo for Paul Manafort stretch to 800 pages by itself. So it's also possible that this could be a truly voluminous in report that will take quite some time to sift through. All of that being said, it's not like Robert Mueller forgot about how a document like this would become public. So it's not that you know, Mueller turned this in on Friday and Barr was like, well, you forgot about using grand jury testimony. It's going to take us a while, Bob. And, you know, Mueller's like, oh, man.
He actually would have put somewhere in the report, this is confidential or
well,
this is going to need to be.
He's certainly been thinking about that all the way through. He's been thinking about how this intelligence could be made public. I'm sure there have been conversations, as there typically are, behind the scenes in government about how some of that national security information would become public. I mean, one of the things that I think a lot of people skip over is when you look at the two big indictments he issued on the Russian attack, the GRU indictment and the Internet Research Agency indictment, that was almost all evidently based on classified signals intelligence from the National Security Agency. I mean, that in some way you know, those two indictments alone represented some of the most classified signals intelligence information that the U.S. has ever made public. And Mueller did, you know, worked through the appropriate process behind the scenes to do that. And you sort of have to assume that Mueller was writing that report all along with the idea of ensuring that it becomes as public as it can be.
You have written extensively and looked really deeply into Robert Mueller and his career. You know, we're hearing a lot now about what comes next and how different people of different political persuasions are going to take this report, what it means for other investigations and certainly congressional investigations. But I'm curious from you, Garrett, what you think now Robert Mueller, I mean, is he just – he's been so good about being very tight-lipped on all of this. Does he just disappear now? I mean, is there something now that he feels compelled to continue on this investigation, or is he done and that's it? We are not going to hear from him again on this.
I think as close to the latter as one can be. I mean, I can imagine the possibility of him testifying on Capitol Hill at some point in the foreseeable future. It seems unlikely that he'll engage much beyond that. And in one way to really think about this, and this was a point that Benjamin Wittes at the Lawfare blog made on Friday, is, you know, it's not that the Mueller investigation is over. It's that the part of the investigation that Bob Mueller wanted to do himself is over. And you see that in that he has actually farmed out a number of these cases back to other prosecutors in D.C., Virginia, and New York, and that certainly sort of Mueller has been through this to the point where he has satisfied himself that he has gone as far as he wants to go with this.
Do you think Democrats are going to be satisfied with what the attorney general has decided as far as whether or not to prosecute on this question of obstruction? Because as you said, Robert Mueller very pointedly did not say either way. And he said, I can't exonerate the president, even though the president has said very publicly, I've been completely exonerated. That is not what Mueller said. But Attorney General William Barr has said, there's not enough evidence. We are not prosecuting on this. I can't imagine Democrats are going to be satisfied without seeing the report.
I think that Democrats will not be satisfied without seeing the report for good reason. At the same time, I think that this very much and very solidly takes impeachment off the table for the next 2 years. Nancy Pelosi had already said impeachment was going to be a high bar. It's not worth it, as she said 2 weeks ago. And I think that there's every reason to believe that based on – as long as Barr's summary is accurate, and again, we have to take it at face value today – that there is no way that Democrats would move forward with impeachment on either obstruction or collusion, certainly, over the next 2 years. And that sort of whatever the outcome of this investigation is going to be, it's going to be settled at the ballot box and not an impeachment trial.
Why do you think, though, Robert Mueller would punt on such an important question, knowing that it's going to at least go through the Attorney General's office first before anybody else has a chance to look at it, when it seems like throughout this process, Mueller has been very careful not to bring politics and partisanship into this. Why punt on something that then is just going to immediately ignite another partisan political firestorm?
Jane, that is absolutely the most baffling question today, and that in many ways I think Barr's letter on Sunday afternoon opened more questions than it answered, in part because, you know, Bob Mueller has left us right now with 10,000 loose puzzle pieces, with no sense of whether he ever figured out what the picture was behind them, how they tie together, how they relate together. I mean, things as basic as why did Paul Manafort give Konstantin Kilimnik that polling data, which Bob Mueller has never actually told us. We only know that because Paul Manafort's lawyers can't actually redact something successfully. And so, you know, that's something that Bob Mueller obviously thought was significant, but that he has never told us. You know, we don't know whether Roger Stone actually ever did have contact with WikiLeaks. You know, we don't have an understanding of why so many people in the Trump orbit lied about their contacts with Russian officials if there actually was nothing to hide. I mean, there are just a baffling number of unanswered questions at this point. And I think that that's why you're going to see Democrats continue rightly to push to see the full report, to see sort of what answers Mueller has gathered for all of the breadcrumbs that he has left us over the last 2 years.
Well, obviously still much more to come. But Garrett Graff, thank you very much for talking with us about it today. We appreciate your expertise.
My pleasure.
Garrett Graff is a journalist. He's covered the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller for Wired magazine. And his 2011 book is called The Threat Matrix, Inside Robert Mueller's FBI and the War on Global Terror. Garrett's also a member of the VPR Board of Directors.